Brad Davidson. Good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very well on a Friday. Now, Alligator Blood's been banned from racing in Victoria. What's the story here?
Yeah, that's correct, guys. That was the news there yesterday. Of course, the two-time Group 1 winner, Racing Victoria's stewards concluded an inquiry into the ownership interests of the registered owner, Alan Andreas, who has a majority share there, of course, and finding that Andreas is not permitted to hold an ownership or lease interest in a horse if the person is an undischarged bankrupt. So, obviously, the horse has, I think, previously been banned in New South Wales. So, not able to take part in the Victorian Spring Carnival, I believe. Alan Andreas was making mention on social media that he's likely to contest that. So we'll see how it all pans out. But that was the news out of Victoria yesterday.
Dave, we're finally had some good weather in Sydney this week. A little bit of rain around yesterday. How are you expecting this track to play tomorrow at Randwick?
Yeah, I don't, hopefully not too bad. I'm waiting for that track update this morning. But having a look at the sort of results of the weather overnight in the area, according to a couple of the sources on the internet, suggesting that Randwick might have missed a lot of it, saying that probably only 0.8 of a mil in the region. So fingers crossed, because they got a heap of rain at Scone. Of course, that meeting's off today, and I think they got a bit of rain in Newcastle as well ahead of their return to racing on Saturday. So look, fingers crossed we get that update through in the next little bit, and hopefully, hopefully Randwick missed the majority of it, because it'd be handy to get back onto a genuine soft and working towards a good track there. It seems to be drying well enough, Randwick, better than the likes of Canterbury, which didn't improve much there on Wednesday. But, I think they were back to about a soft six there at Randwick yesterday. So fingers crossed that it missed the bulk of it last night.
What do you make of the Missile Stakes field?
Yeah, it's a good field, isn't it? I always find these group races a bit tricky. The start of the carnivals, because you've got all these horses resuming. There's some that are going to return a bit more improved than others. But saying that, we are dealing with a field that, pretty well exposed. I'm probably leaning towards Bellucci Babe, to be honest, at this stage. Just the better odds over Forbidden Love. I think they're both going to be very hard to beat. And probably the track pattern's going to play a fair way in that one drawn low, Bellucci Babe, one drawn wide in Forbidden Love. But look, I'll go with Bellucci Babe. I think she took good strides last preparation, against the likes of Nature Strip. She stepped up to the A grade and performed really well. So I think she can definitely run well fresh, but Forbidden Love, no doubt the class. And we saw how good she was last preparation. I'm sure she'll be right in the finish fresh up.
And we saw Hozier win the Coffs Cup yesterday, Damo.
Yeah, strong performance, wasn't it, Adam? Looked to be probably struggling a touch at the 400, but really strong over the concluding stages to, of course, get that eligibility now for the big dance later this year. So all these horses qualifying and no doubt adding to the strength of those country cups. And we saw that strong field there yesterday for the Coffs Cup.
Okay, give us your best bets tomorrow at Randwick.
Yeah, I've gone with race 7, number 6, the best in the Premier's Cup prelude, Lord Ardmore. I think he's a very progressive horse. I loved his win last time out. He's only third up there tomorrow. And I think he strikes a very winnable race once again, getting in with a very winnable weight as well. Value for me, race 3, number 5, Maricopa. Just loves Randwick, this horse, and loves the staying trip. So I think getting back to Randwick again is going to really suit this galloper. It was okay at Warwick Farm last time out, but all the Randwick form stands out for mine. And on ratings, I'd have to have it close to favourite. So I think the $7.50 does appeal there as well, guys.
Okay, so that best race 7, number 6, Lord Ardmore. Davo's best, $3.10 with tap. Value were race 3, number 5, Maricopa, $7.50 with tap. And in the Sticky Wings multi, Adam's chucked in Equation, race 5, number 2 to run top 4, and race 6, number 1, Mautai to place. Can you give him some strength there, Davo?
Yeah, absolutely. Adam doesn't need any strength. He's a terrific judge, and he does a great job with all his tipping. He's been on fire lately as well, looking at some of his stats on some of the racing publications. But I don't mind the shopping wide there with Equation. He comes back as a gelding, and if he runs up to two preparations to go, it'd be hard to beat in a race like that. And Mautai, obviously, that gelding operation. Looked good at the trials, didn't he, Adam? I like the way he relaxed. And it'd be interesting to see which way they ride him there. They ride him with a bit of a sit there. So whether they'll do that on race day or let him sort of roll as he normally does.
Yeah, quick chat to Casey Fogden yesterday, Davo. They're going to ride him with a sit, I think. That's the plan, this preparation. And I think Huey will try and get the box seat if they possibly can. Now, before we let you go, Question of the morning: potato cakes or potato scallops?
What's the right name for scallops?
Scallops. He's in New South Wales.
Good man. He's from WA, Davo. So yeah, you never know what's going to come out from the west.
Oh, we're different with everything, aren't we? Really, yeah. But I'll go with scallops. Yeah, that's what. If I'm going there, I never have them, but my wife does. So if I'm ordering at the fish and chip shop, I always say scallops. Yeah, there you go.
Good.
Well, now Brad was talking the tips up there from Adam. Adam, you don't talk yourself up that much. I was talking to you in the break, and I asked you how you were going in your punting because I'm not a punter. And I asked you how you were going, and you really talked it down.
I said the last couple of months have been hard, Block.
No, then Brad comes on and he talks you up. So, mate, which one is it?
Punting and tipping's
a different story.
Different story.
Mm. What, do you got to put your hard earn on?
Well, you know, they're required to give tips.
Right.
But whether then they actually go and punt on them, like, is it your own discretion?
Well,
obviously.
Don't you believe in what you're saying? If you believe in what you're saying, you should put
some
of your
hard-earned on. That week you might have had 16 bills to pay.
Of course I do. And Dave might back me up here, but I always find Block June and July are the toughest punting months of the year. I really find it hard to try and turn a profit.
Because you're betting on the footy.
We're working with different tracks, you know, different horses, different pool of horses. Mm. We have a lot of jockey changes. Jockeys going here, there, and everywhere around that June and July months. And I generally find this the hardest time of year. But I do like that sort of late August, early September, the start of the carnival. You try and catch a few markets with a bit of an edge. Some horses coming back to the races will trial nicely. So, yeah, looking forward to cranking it up again in the next few weeks.
Looks like you're winning.
I generally find wet tracks make it a bit harder as well. I always like betting on dry tracks. So looking forward to that run. But in Adam's defence there, when you're tipping in you know, the newspapers and things like that, you've got to provide tips for every race. So often you'll have sort of a few bets every day, and sometimes you back the wrong ones. You tip other winners and then back the wrong ones as well. It can happen like that, unfortunately.
So can the punters that you tip to, Adam, in your writing in the columns, do they have any... Like, can they get back at you in any way?
You should see my email, you should see the text line on here sometimes, probably.
Oh, what's the worst thing that someone said to you?
Nothing too nasty.
No?
Nothing too nasty. They just question your ability, which is probably fair enough.
Davo, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.